advertise with us and grow your business with us.
It's 6:17 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. We've got a couple of days before we say bye to the month of March. What a dramatic month this has been. But notwithstanding that, let's start your day before you even leave the comfort of your home with Mind, Body and Green, which is really that bit where we consciously want you to make the correct choices for yourself that will eventually sit well with your mental, your physical, your spirit, your emotions and your environment. So let's encourage you to feed your mind, body and strive to go green as we look at how to handle a child's lying addiction, which, I mean, in many households can be or has been a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
One of those, man. How? It's just so hard, man, because when you're in that situation, it's just like you. There's this, I don't know, it's like you're torn in two, right? Where I'm a beat you until you forget how to lie.
Exactly.
But it's also like, I gotta do the gentle parenting thing. I gotta understand the root of where all of this is coming from. But a lot of the times, we just want to hit those kids, man.
It's like, because why are you lying?
The head.
Where did you learn to lie, dude? Like, it's so...
Yeah. And especially so when... Especially when they can't stop doing it. Mm. Like when they're lying over the most pettiest, silliest, smallest of things. Mm. And you're like, but why are you lying? You know? But also, here is what professionals advise us as parents to do when your child starts developing a lying pattern, right? So first things first, it is really important to not be harsh on your child for lying. We advised, partner, that once you catch your child telling a lie, not to say things that may shame them.
Okay, okay.
Okay, because the mental health implication, so to say, that comes with it is also something that you don't want to deal with in the long run, okay? So in that moment, do not be reactive because of how you're feeling. Do not be sarcastic. And also, just responding in a very judgmental way, because as doing so might actually scare the child and make them not trust you and feel like, well, you know, that is not a safe space for me. So it'll be hard for them to be honest with you, basically. Mm. But then also, most importantly, encourage honesty. Because when your child engages in a lie, like every other day, like all the time, just encourage them to tell the truth. And sometimes encouraging and telling them, you got to tell the truth. Like, there ain't no reason for you to be lying. Why is you lying? You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Show them. Demonstrate. All right? Where you always tell the truth, because trust and believe that our kids mimic everything that we do. Because it might also be, if we're honest with ourselves, they saw you lying to your neighbor about something. Lying to, you know.
I'm not here.
Exactly. Or like, I just have, you know, 10 kg of rice in my house and my neighbor's asking for a cup. And I'm like, I don't have anything. But she's like, but things like that. And because it's okay for you to do it, because you get away with it, and it seems believable to whoever is receiving what you're saying to them, they might think that it's actually okay for them to also lie, to get themselves out of situations, right? But then also, just explain to them why it's actually better for them to tell the truth, okay? And also continue to praise your child for owning up to his or her own lies, because that's major. Because that's where you also teach them accountability in the process. If you're a parent that has ever struggled, so to say, with a face with your child where they were constantly lying for no reason, but you kind of handled business, let us know how you managed by sending us a voice note on 083-000-1029.
You know what the funny thing is, Nam? They think that we will never find out.
Yeah.
You're a kid.
Oh, yeah.
I'm an adult here. I deal with the world's biggest lies.
Not even that, partner. I lied before you were born.
I lied before you were born. Before you were even planned.
I know.
How?
The tricks. What do you mean?
We like, are from the streets.
I mean, what do you mean? It was just here. And then there was like a red, right? And the red came out of nowhere. And then the other meters got what?
Check the light, dear.
Yeah, no. It reminded me of those Madea movies, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to beat you up upside your head.
You Madea, also. And it's, and you know what, man? Internally, you really want to do it.
No, really.
It really.
A little.
So 622 Namibia's Heart and Soul. Please reach out to us if you had a problem or a similar problem. We've got Victor and Bella Schmerder lined up.
From the heart of lamb country, Heartleaf brings you a taste of the new